this is Dennis Bird, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we'll learn why it is that only 5% of people who lose weight never gain it back. I'll bring my expertise in life coaching, my advanced studies in psychology, and my own personal story of beating obesity, so we can learn new ways of thinking and adopt powerful strategies to lose weight and keep it off for life. Thanks for joining me today, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 43. We all need a little compassion from ourselves. I believe that a universal experience in life is that we are often extremely hard on ourselves. We criticize ourselves for failures and shortcomings, we devalue our strengths and contributions, and we tear at the fabric of our very being with anger and sometimes hatred. We don't always see this in others because this can be an internal experience, but I know we sense it and we feel it in ourselves. When we tear at our core value as a human being, we only end up with depression and frustration. It keeps us from believing in our future potential and leads to more negative thoughts and behavior. Self-doubt causes a tremendous amount of stress as we want to have a different life, but feel like it's unattainable. I see this dynamic so many times in my work as a career consultant. Through no fault of their own, many people are laid off of their jobs due to a downturn in their company or some type of corporate restructuring. Talented people with incredible experience to offer will begin to doubt themselves and their ability to find another job. Some will blame themselves for not working harder or playing the office politics more effectively. But in reality, that wouldn't have mattered. These people are bystanders caught up in a new world of business that wants to hire and let people go on a moment's notice. But for many people I work with, it's hard to not separate themselves and their self-worth from their layoff. I also see this in people who are trying to lose weight who have had a failing in their plan. And this goal that we're trying to reach is so important to us that when we make a mistake or fail to achieve our goals, we take it hard and we blame ourselves. This blame goes beyond taking responsibility into the realm of self-criticism. And I know that at times in my life, it transferred into self-hatred. There was a time when I was a kid, I was so mad at myself for being fat that I took a wire hanger and whipped my legs until they were red and sore. That only happened once, but the self-doubt and self-hatred cropped up now and then as I experienced weight loss, success, and failure throughout my life. If you've ever struggled with your weight over your life, this may feel familiar to you. The problem with this self-criticism is that it often leads to more self-destructive thinking and behavior. In a previous podcast, I confessed that I'm a stress eater, and I know many of you listening are stress eaters too. The catch-22 with this lack of compassion on ourselves is that the stress leads us back to food, and usually food that's not good for us. We think these self-critical thoughts, we get stressed, we stress eat, get frustrated with ourselves, think more negative thoughts, and the loop continues. Why is it that we are so hard on ourselves? What I find true is that some of us would never talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves. And if those people heard how we talk to ourselves, they would really be horrified. When searching for a good definition of compassion, I found this on Wikipedia, and I quote, "The Dalai Lama once said that compassion is a necessity, not a luxury, and that without it, humanity cannot survive. Compassion is a process of connecting by identifying with another person. This identification with others through compassion can lead to increased motivation to do something in an effort to relieve the suffering of others." Unquote. It seems that it's easier to have compassion on others, but how do we have a compassionate response to our own struggles and failures? First, we have to give up the idea of perfection. As we move towards our goal of losing weight, we cannot expect perfection. We will have ups and downs, success and failure. What is important, though, is steady progress, not perfection. Be kind to yourself and give up the notion that this process will go exactly how you want. Second, we need to realize that we're only human and can't do everything all at once. Sometimes we're failing in life because we're doing too much, and when it comes to your health, the research shows that small changes made over time yield better results than major changes done quickly. If you're struggling with your weight, be compassionate with yourself and give yourself plenty of time to make the changes you need. Third, don't dwell on your mistakes or failures, rather own your mistakes and forgive yourself. Then move on and start again. In an earlier podcast, I talked about how you are only one meal away from being back on track. And I've used that mental strategy hundreds of times over the years to keep my progress going forward. In the past, I would let my mistakes rule my thinking and I would ultimately give up and just go back to the old habits that got me in trouble in the first place. Forgiving yourself isn't always easy, but it's important and it's a way to have self-compassion. Fourth, and most importantly, believe that you are worthy of compassion. You have intrinsic value as a person, and regardless of your success or failures, you deserve to be loved and respected. There's an organization called the Charter for Compassion, and their creed explains much of what I want to say here. And I quote, "The principle of compassion lies at the heart of all religious, ethical, and spiritual traditions, calling us always to treat others as we wish to be treated ourselves. Compassion impels us to work tirelessly to alleviate the suffering of our fellow creatures, to dethrone ourselves from the center of our world and put another there, and to honor the inviolable sanctity of every single human being, treating everybody, without exception, with absolute justice, equity, and respect." Unquote. One of Jesus' most famous sayings was, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." And if we increase our compassionate response to ourselves, we will have a larger capacity to have compassion on others. We'll benefit, and those around us will benefit, because we all need a little compassion now and then. Well, I hope you found this short reflection on compassion helpful today. And if you know of anyone who is struggling to have compassion on themselves, who are self-critical and really hard on themselves, I encourage you to forward this podcast to them. I hope wherever you are, you're having a great day. Take care. Thanks for listening today. And if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it. And if you will, go to iTunes and find the 5%ers podcast and leave a review and let other people know how it's been helpful. If you want to know more about being a 5%er, you can go to my website at dennisberg.org. And remember, folks, when it comes to your health, work hard, do your best, and never give up.